Well, hello. You're listening to the Queens of the Blues podcast with me, Gina Coleman, from the band Misty Blues. This podcast celebrates the prolific female blues music from the early 1920s to present times. This show, entitled Bow-Legged Daddy, is entirely about Louise DuPont, better known as Blue Lou Barker. Blue Lou was born in New Orleans, Louisiana in 1913. She married guitarist Danny Barker in the late 1920s when she was still a teenager, and they both worked as entertainers in Harlem. After a decade of marriage, Blue Lou wrote a slightly suggestive tune with her husband. Accompanied by Danny Barker's Fly Cats, they first recorded this opening selection on August 11, 1938, for Decca Records. It became a national hit, opening the doors for her to make appearances with Cab Calloway and Jelly Roll Morton. It was also a song that Misty Blues performed regularly in the early 2000s, before I had kids. You know, back in the day when I didn't have to censor my set list. And I can't wait until my youngest is off to college so I can sing these saucy gems again. Here's Don't You Make Me High.
Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you wanna go up high. So don't you feel my leg. Don't you buy no ride. Don't you buy no ride. 'Cause if you buy some ride, you gonna make me high. And if you make me high, you gonna tell a lie. So don't you make me high. You said you'd take me out and treat me fine, but I know there's something you got on your mind. If you keep drinking, you're gonna get fresh, and you wind up asking for this fine brown flesh. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you wanna go up high. So don't you feel my leg.
Now that's a tame song in comparison to some upcoming selections. Artist Maria Muldaur once did a tribute album to Blue Lou. Maria perfectly described Blue Lou's vocal quality. She once said that besides Blue Lou's wonderfully funny and suggestive lyrics, she was really struck and quite charmed by her delivery. Her singing is droll, sly, full of sass and attitude, yet understated and a bit girlish and coy. Her cool nonchalance and crisp ladylike diction, in contrast to the naughty lyrics, made them smolder with innuendo. Let's smolder on this next selection. Here's Leave My Man Alone.
Now listen here, yeah, you're talking so big. Lay off of my guy, or I'll rip off your wig. You ain't doing any better. You're just making conversation. You ain't doing any better, so leave my man alone. My guy ain't so handsome, he gambles a lot. He comes to see me 'cause he likes what I got. You ain't doing any better. You're just gabbing through your bonnet. You ain't doing any better, so leave my man alone. You ain't doing any better, so leave my man alone. My guy likes to travel, ain't sure where he's from, but when he wants good loving, he knows where to come. You ain't doing any better. You're just yakking through your molars. You ain't doing any better, so leave my man alone. You ain't doing any better, so leave my man alone.
Oh my, and it just gets steamier with this next song. Trust me, you'll never look at a brass section the same way again. Give a listen to Trombone Man Blues.
More than three men in my life. I swear I ain't never loved more than three men in my life. Suppose I could still have the third one if it wasn't for his wife. Number two played the trombone, and he thrilled me with the slide. He could push it back and forward. He could slide it on the side. But when he changed to the tuba, ooh, I grabbed my things and ran and hid. Thank you. love is out of mind, and he's out of sight. He saved me breakfast every morning, then he sent me out to work each night.
Now we have the title track to this episode. This is a song written by Richard Elliott and released in 1949. Honestly, I should have put an adults-only rating on this episode. Oh well. Here's the title track to this show, Bow-Legged Daddy.
I got a bow-legged daddy who rides my horse all day. I got a bow-legged daddy who rides my horse all day. I've got a jockey boy who rides. Got a bow-legged daddy who keeps my stable warm. I got a bow-legged daddy who keeps my stable warm. A jockey boy who keeps my horse in real fine form. He's good in the saddle, and when he mounts, he knows how to ride, he knows how to bounce. He never gets tired, he knows how to last. He climbs on slowly, doesn't get off fast. I got a bow-legged daddy who rides my horse only. I got a jockey boy who rides in a special way.
Now, when I was curating this show, I had the volume on my laptop as low as I could possibly get it, and I tried to muffle my schoolgirl laughter. I know I may be dating myself, but it was just like when I was a kid sneaking a listen to Eddie Murphy's Delirious album with my best friend Evelyn, as we sat on the floor with our ears up to the record player speakers, laughing uncontrollably into some throw pillows, not to alert our folks. Check out this swinger's delight. Loan me your husband.
Loan me your husband, and I will loan you mine. Loan me your husband, and I will loan you mine. I want him to love me, your husband looks so kind. husband, please don't be mad at me. I need your husband, just how square can you be? He can love both of us, it's okay with me.
Close out this episode with Blue Lou's highest charting song released by Capitol Records in December of 1948. Here's A Little Bird Told Me.
A little boy told me that you love me. Well, a little bird told me we'd be happy, and I believe that it's true.
We believe that it's true.
And now I know that it's true. Come true, it's sure to come true.
That's all for this episode. Don't forget to check out Misty Blues and learn more about our band and upcoming releases on our website, www.mistybluesband.com. So once again, this is Gina Coleman and the Queens of the Blues podcast. Until next time, be well and God bless.